Welcome to the very first episode of our Lincoln Young Professionals Group podcast, Yappin' with YPs. I'm Mia Wilkin, the event and program director here at the Lincoln Chamber of Commerce, and we are joined by Kelly Ross, the founder and executive director of Echo Collective here on our AOI podcast studio. Welcome, Kelly.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Yes. Great to be here.
We love it. I just want to start this episode with you telling us a little bit about yourself. Who is Kelly Ross?
Yeah, who is Kelly Ross? Well, Mia, I was telling you that I launched a karaoke studio in my house Friday night.
Yes.
So I'm someone who does karaoke, who does trivia, mm-hmm. who loves to read. I have two dogs, one husband, and
that one's important.
Yes. Yeah.
The dogs are probably priority.
Yeah. Well, actually, unfortunately, my husband is kind of like a single dog dad because I'm so busy.
Fair enough.
But that was an agreement before we got the dogs. I said, you probably are going to have to be the one that's like taking them to the vet, make sure their nails are trimmed, yeah. all of that. But yeah, I love to travel, but all of that kind of fits in with what I do at Echo Collective. I love learning about different cultures and being immersed in other languages and around other religions than I grew up with. Mm-hmm. And I would say that I'm one of those people that definitely needs time to recharge alone, mm-hmm. but I love being around people at the same time.
I feel like we're very much similar people mm-hmm. in that aspect. So I can definitely respect that.
You can come over for karaoke anytime.
I'll be there on Friday.
Great.
Well, I mean, you kind of mentioned it. You gave a little snippet of what Echo Collective is. Can you tell us a little bit more about the organization that you founded?
Yes. So Echo Collective is a nonprofit. It's right here in Lincoln, Nebraska. We were founded 5 years ago. We're actually celebrating our fifth birthday this Saturday. And I founded Echo Collective because one of my students, when I was teaching English as a second language to adults, one of my adult students asked me one day, hey, can you help me start a business? Hmm. And so first, of course, I looked around Lincoln, looked for resources to help her start her business. Mm-hmm. And there weren't any that were meeting her where she was at, mm. specifically with the barriers that she was facing as a woman who was born outside of the U.S. And so through that, I decided to meet the need with the inspiration of my student. And so started Echo Collective. We serve new American women, that's any woman born outside the U.S., and we help them tackle the three primary barriers, which is English. Everything we do is an intermediate language, intermediate level of English language, and then we ensure that the rules and regulations of having your own business are clear, mm-hmm. which can be very unclear to even American-born people.
Yeah.
And then finally, we're building community. A lot of the women we work with are extremely isolated, a lot because of no fault of their own. Mm-hmm. And so when we tackle those three barriers, we see their success matching those and surpassing those of American-born entrepreneurs.
Yeah. Is that first woman who you helped, you know, where is she at now? What's her story? Is she still around Lincoln?
Tell us
a little bit more about that.
I met Cecilia in 2017 when she joined my English class. And then she was with me for 3 years. Started Echo in 2020. She was in the very first cohort of entrepreneurs. Mm-hmm. She graduated in 2020, started her business, which is called Best Knit Co. And knit is K-N-I-T. Because she is a fiber artist, there's no other way to put it. Any mm-hmm. any movement where you're like making knots or weaving or looping, she can do any of it with anything.
Amazing.
Yeah. And then in 2022, I hired her to teach weaving and other textile arts to women we are working with at Echo. And she just got her peer support certification. So now she provides peer support in addition to teaching women about textile art.
Yeah.
So she's on the team. Amazing. I didn't let her go.
What a full circle moment. That yeah. is really amazing to yeah. have that kind of catalyst of a moment mm-hmm. and find ways to still incorporate that today
yeah.
Through, you know, the relationship with her and mm-hmm. her role. You have done all of this as a categorized young professional, right? Mm-hmm. So how was that experience being, you know, in these formative young professional years and building something to what it is today? Because it's not where you started. I mean, you've done a mm-hmm. lot in 5 years. Mm-hmm. So tell us a little bit about your experience in that area.
Yeah, it's a little unreal, to be honest, because I was directionless in college. Absolutely unmoored. I loved being around people and I loved learning, but I was not good at college. And so it took me quite a while to get my undergrad. I have a degree in Spanish. And I was about to graduate, still had no idea what I wanted to do. My fluency level wasn't anywhere where it really needed to be using Spanish professionally in a career. Mm. And so that's when I started volunteering and I found my love of adult education, working with people new to the U.S. And so that's where I found my passion. Mm. But I would not have said I was a leader until like 2021. Mm. So that's 4 years ago. And before then, I thought, you know, I like to help people. I know I can get things done, but I would never have considered myself someone who would be so public facing or someone who would be in the public eye enough to catch some awards.
We'll touch on that in a second.
Yeah. And so, but really what I think it was is once I started helping women with business and telling them that you should believe in yourself because you're the only one who will and you're incredible. So you should just dig in your heels and recognize that you're a baddie that can do anything.
I love that.
Yeah. And once I started telling people that, in order for me to be an authentic person, an authentic woman, I have to live my life the same way. And so while I was encouraging others to be leaders in their community and their businesses, I was behind the scenes subconsciously developing myself into a leader. And so it wasn't anything that I proactively did. It was because I was serving the community.
Yeah.
That made me a leader. Yeah. And so it's when I look back, it's a very interesting path. And I recommend volunteerism for anyone, really. But now I try to tell everyone that it doesn't matter if you think you're a leader or not. If you serve your community, then you're making a huge difference and I'll step in line behind you.
Amazing. That is a huge piece of the Lincoln Young Professionals group too. Mm-hmm. And we're definitely growing in that area of, you know, getting involved in the greater community and not just within the group. Mm-hmm. Networking goes a really long way, but
yes.
You know, we've done our YP Gives event a few times now where we're going out and volunteering and actually being boots on the ground, getting mm-hmm. our hands dirty, doing all the things. And it's been such a really incredible thing to see, I guess I would say,
yeah.
of watching our members kind of leave those events just feeling a little bit more inspired and kind of wondering what that is going to catalyst as like the next thing. Mm-hmm. So,
and understanding that you volunteering like at the food bank, for example, for an hour or 2 hours mm-hmm. makes a huge difference in yeah. so many people's lives. Mm-hmm. You don't have to start a nonprofit. You don't even have to serve on a board of directors. You could just volunteer once a month for an hour and mm-hmm. you are making a huge difference. And we 100%. Need people out there who are willing to give an hour a month.
Yes.
Yes.
I completely agree with you. And that was going to be one of my questions was, what would you tell the young professionals out in the Lincoln community today? It's so cool how upfront and authentic you are about, you know, in college being directionless and mm-hmm. not really knowing what you wanted to do. I feel like not a lot of people talk about that. And you see all these incredibly successful individuals in our community and you never hear about that unknown time. Yeah. So, I mean, that was going to be, you touched on it beautifully in that answer of just what would you tell people? And I feel like you kind of answered it with just be authentically yourself and get involved and put yourself out there.
Yeah. Yeah. And I talk to a lot of people who, just because of my role, because I work with people who were born outside the US, they come to me and they say, are you okay? How do you handle this? How do you watch the news? How are you taking care of yourself emotionally? And the answer, I feel like, is a little surprising because I'm okay. And I'm okay because I'm doing everything I can. So I can sleep at night because I know that the things that bother me and that hurt me that I see in the news, I'm taking steps every day to try to rectify that. And so for I do feel like there is a lot of people, young professionals who are really torn up about the injustices that are happening in the world. And if it is affecting you where you are withdrawing or you aren't able to sleep at night, that is a clear sign that you need to be volunteering somewhere. So whatever makes you the maddest, the angriest, find a nonprofit that's working to heal that in the community and give them your time.
I love that.
Then you'll be able to sleep at night.
I love that.
Yeah.
I feel like we've gotten a really good glimpse into you and your passions. And I guess it's just been incredible to get this little glimpse because you were our 2024 Young Professional of the Year, which is our biggest award at our Young Lincoln Leader Awards. Can you tell us a little bit about your experience receiving that award, anytime from hearing that you were nominated until you walked across that stage and accepted that award?
Yeah, I was nominated in 2023 for the nonprofit.
Yes, I believe so.
Yes, it's hard to remember, but I'm pretty sure. And that, going to that award ceremony was so inspiring for me, just being around all of these incredibly cool people who weren't using youth as an excuse. They were using it as leverage to maybe work a little harder or longer, or, you know, using that stamina of youth to get things done. And it kind of lit a fire under me, I think, in 2023. And then when I was nominated again in 2024, it was a little bit of an affirmation. It's like, okay, like, this is really cool. I guess someone's seen that I was inspired by everyone last year, and I'm trying to show the community, like, I'm going to match you with everything you're doing. I'm going to try to do it too. So it was when I heard my name called, it's so interesting. You know, you watch like award shows on TV and people go up and they cry when they get the award and you're like, oh my gosh, this is so ridiculous. You know, why are they crying? But I don't know. When I heard my name, I started to cry and I'm like, what is going on? And it's hard to explain, but I just think it's feeling seen.
Yeah.
When we live in a really busy world where everyone's competing for 7 seconds of your time. And when a large group on behalf of the business sector of the city says, I see you, that is incredibly affirming. And it's like, okay, like, it makes sense, all those long nights and tears that I shed about less exciting and more stressful things.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was a huge honor, truly.
I mean, even you talking about it is, I remember going to my first WILAs, which is what we call it for short, back in 2022. And every year it is my absolute favorite night. I mean, seeing all of the nominations come through, having everyone all in the same room together, it's just so, everyone feels so light and positive and inspired, and it's just, it gives me all the warm fuzzies. What has receiving that award, how has it like impacted your life over the last year? Because about this time last year, we were getting ready to open up nominations. And so in October, it'll be the 1 year mark since you received that award. Have you felt that that's impacted your life within your personal life or Echo Collective in any way outside of that night?
Definitely. Yeah, it, I mean, it's just given me recognition. And I'm trying really hard to do things in a way that no one else does them in the United States. And so when I can put on my LinkedIn or in my bio or wherever it may be that I won an award from the city, that's telling people who don't know anything about me that maybe they should listen to me or maybe they should pay attention to Echo Collective or pay attention to what we're trying to do. And so it has helped me change more lives. It has helped me connect with people who can support me changing lives. And also over the last year, I was part of the Obama Leaders USA program.
Yes, which is incredible.
And, yeah, it made me feel a little more like I belonged there. Because, yeah, if, you know, talking about being in a room with Lincoln's young professionals and how incredible they are, and then all of a sudden you're talking about like a global applicant pool of 6,000 people winnowed down to 100 leaders in the U.S. And it's me and 99 people who are like Forbes 30 under 30 and like all these incredible accomplishments. Yeah. And then when I won in October, 2 months after I started this program, I was like, look, you know, I have my award and, you know, maybe I do belong here, and I'm, but I'm going to keep hustling to prove that I do belong in groups like this.
Yeah. I'm going to go back a little bit because you even mentioned in 2023 you were nominated and that alone kind of impacted you. You know, we have our nominations open and we're looking for our 2025 winners in our 7 different categories. And, you know, we really want to, we obviously want to find our winners, but we just want to find all of the incredible young professionals that are doing great things. So what would you tell the young professionals out there or business owners or bosses or supervisors? What would you tell them in the perspective, I suppose, of going to nominate someone? Why motivate them to do that? I mean, you kind of answered it a little bit, but
yeah, it's providing motivation for the nominee and the eventual winner to keep doing what they're doing. It's a big nod to say you're on the right path. Or we see the passion you have, keep going. And yeah, to even those who wish to be nominated, who wish to be recognized, it really is identifying your strengths, identifying what makes you mad about the injustices of the world, as I mentioned before, and then combining those. And then just going at it. And that's going to catch attention. And it's going to ensure that hopefully you can use the platform as an award winner or as a nominee to keep making good trouble in this world.
Oh, I love that. Good trouble.
Yeah. It's John Lewis.
I love it. Well, Kelly, you have been an incredible first guest. I don't think I could have pictured this podcast launching with anyone else. And it's coming at the perfect time because obviously we are accepting nominations now, and so we really want all of you who are watching to go out and nominate some young professionals today. We have 7 different award categories. They are all on our website at lincolnypg.com, and we are just so excited to announce the nominees and the winners later this year. So Kelly, thank you so much again.
Thank you, Mia.
Of course. It was great. Of course. And stay tuned for future episodes of Yappin' with YPs.